Cleanup is way up, but inspections were scant in fiscal year 2008, according to EPA's annual enforcement report. The new definition of navigable waters could dramatically change the scope of the Clean Water Act. Today is December 5th, 2008, and here's what happened this week in the pollution control industry.
This podcast is brought to you by RemTech Summit 09, the inaugural remediation summit dedicated to the vigorous exchange of ideas on environmental remediation science and technology.
EPA has released its annual enforcement report card, and while money spent on cleanups got a major boost from settled cases, the scant number of new cases is unsettling to environmentalists. The year's civil and criminal enforcement actions required regulated entities to spend an estimated $11.8 billion on pollution controls, cleanup, and environmental projects, a record for the agency. Among the actions were included record settlements with American Electric Power and Taiwanese manufacturing giant Zhenfeng Industrial, Massey Energy Company, a coal power producer in the East United States, and British Petroleum Alaska, a subsidiary of BP, were also among those who faced significant enforcement actions. However, the numbers are a bit skewed by these larger actions, and by counting the costs of projected effects and actions within the settlement, according to environmental groups. EPA conducted 20,000 on-site inspections and investigations nationwide, and instigated 222 civil and administrative actions during the fiscal year. For comparison, however, in 1999, the agency conducted almost 45,000 on-site inspections and instigated nearly 4,000 civil and administrative actions. Coming up, EPA and Army Corps of Engineers have settled their differences and released a new definition of navigable waters for both its SBCC rules and detailing which waters fall under the agency's jurisdiction, after a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by RemTech Summit 09, the inaugural remediation summit dedicated to the vigorous exchange of ideas on environmental remediation science and technology. Learn about the latest cutting-edge developments within the environmental science and remediation field from the world's leading experts within the academia, regulatory, industry, and environmental consulting communities.
EPA announced just before Thanksgiving a final rule that vacates the July 17, 2002 definition of navigable waters for the oil industry, in accordance with a court-issued mandate. The District Court for the District of Columbia decided in American Petroleum Institute v. Johnson that the current broad definition of the scope of the Clean Water Act was arbitrary and capricious. New amendments to the SBCC rule will clarify regulatory requirements, tailor requirements for particularly industry sectors, and streamline certain requirements for facility owners or operators subject to the rule, EPA said. The amendments do not remove any regulatory requirement for owners or operators of facilities in operation before August 16, 2002, to develop, implement, and maintain an SBCC plan in accordance with the regulations then in effect. Such facilities continue to be required to maintain their plans during the interim until the applicable date for revising and implementing their plans under the new amendments. EPA also is announcing a proposed rule to extend the compliance dates for all facilities to November 2009 and to establish new compliance dates for farms and marginal oil production facilities. The rest of the navigable waters argument ended Tuesday after Thanksgiving, when EPA and the Department of the Army announced that they are issuing revised guidance to clarify a revision on how to interpret the key phrase in the Clean Water Act. The revised guidance replaces previous policy issued in June 2007 and clarifies a June 2006 Supreme Court decision in Rapanos v. United States regarding the scope of the agency's jurisdiction under the CWA. The agency's jurisdiction will be somewhat less than before Rapanos, but many of the waters that contribute to larger bodies will remain under EPA's scope, including wetlands adjacent to traditional navigable waters and, quote, non-navigable tributaries of traditional navigable waters that are relatively permanent where the tributaries typically flow year-round or have continuous flow at least seasonally, end quote. This includes wetlands that, quote, directly abut such tributaries, end quote. This is Seth Fisher with Pollution Engineering Magazine. On behalf of Pollution Engineering and RemTech 09, we thank you for listening.
We invite you to join us on March 3rd through the 5th, 2009 in Atlanta, Georgia for the inaugural RemTech Summit. Visit www.remtech09.com to learn more.